Maloni, Malo Elele, Talofa Lava, Nissan Pulvinaka, Fakalofa Lahiat.
Tiama, Pacifica Health.
Welcome and praise God for the gift of life. Te alo falava, malo le suif mamau, ki orana, ni sampun vinaka. Malo ni, fakalo falahiatu. Malo elelei, ki ora tato katoa. Te ama Pacifica Health Radio Program every Tuesday at 11:35 a.m. Planet FM 104.6. My name is Falefanga Malo Mele Melepuka, and I am your information presenter for today, Talo Falava. But as we do, we will open our program with a word of prayer. Our Father which art in heaven, holy is your name. We thank you for giving us your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. We thank you for your love and protection and for the blessing which waking us up again this beautiful new day. We thank you for the gift of life, for the gift of our family, friends, neighbors, and the community that we live in. We thank you for your unfailing love and faithfulness in providing for our needs daily. Father in heaven, there is a lot of fear among people at this uncertainty of time, with this worldwide pandemic of a coronavirus, and many have been affected by these COVID-19 diseases. Please keep us all safe from this worldwide pandemic. And if there is any one of us who is affected by it, please tell Lord, forgive us and heal us with the precious blood of Jesus. Grant us your blessing and your protections, dear Lord, and meet each one of us at our needs, wherever we may be. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
I gave you my all and you
And welcome back to the Ama Pacifica Health Radio Program. Different articles and writings information I will be sharing to us today for our learning and to help us cope during this uncertainty of time that we are in. The Ama Pacifica Health Radio Program every Tuesday at 11:35 a.m. Planet FM 104.6. Maloni kia ora na tato katoto. Usi mai la fafafonga. O fale fanga malo mele mele lef atalo fatu, talo falava. Resilient stars, an amazing fact, starfish are the most popular creatures in the tidal pools, especially among children. There are about 1,600 starfish species that are found everywhere in the ocean. From the deep, deep sea to the shallow reefs, they can range in size from half an inch full grown to 26 inches across. Starfish are unique, brainless creatures having no front, back, head, or tail, and can move in any direction without turning. Rather than using muscles to move their hundreds of tiny tube feet, starfish use a complex hydraulic system to travel around or cling to rocks. Because starfish are slow, they prey on slow-moving or stationary creatures or scavenge dead ones. Starfish have a good sense of smell to sniff out any edible tidbits, and they can be voracious eaters, devouring up to 3 times their body weight in a day. Young starfish may eat 10 times their body weight daily. They will eat just about anything too, and this is the reason we don't usually see starfish in home aquariums. To eat an oyster or a clam, the starfish patiently pries the two shells apart to open a tiny gap, whereupon it performs a unique feat. It turns its stomach inside out, enriching it out its mouth into the clam to release digestive juices and absorb the resulting soup. After the meal, it inverts its stomach back into its body. Starfish usually have 5 arms, but a few have less, and some species have as many as 50 arms. They are also famous for their amazing ability to regenerate or regrow a lost arm. One common Pacific starfish can cast off an arm without any part of the central body attached, and that arm will slowly grow into a complete new starfish. In fact, some starfish reproduce by purposely pulling one arm off. Years ago, inexperienced pearl divers would hack up the starfish that were feasting on the oysters, not realizing they were only making more starfish. In like manner, the Caesars once tried to exterminate the Christian church by killing Christians. But the more they persecuted them, the more the church grew. The Bible says those who were scattered went everywhere preaching the word, Acts chapter 8:4. Evil could not suppress the good news because of their deep devotion to Jesus. Christians were willing to suffer temporarily, knowing they would live again with him in his kingdom of love. Therefore, they that were scattered abroad went everywhere preaching the word. In the book of Acts, chapter 8, verse 4.
The mirror's image tells me it's on time, but I'm not finished, cause you're not by my side. And as I rode up the ride, I saw you leaving, carrying your shoes, decided that once again I was just dreaming of bumping into you. Now it's 3 in the morning, and I'm trying to change your mind. Left your multiple miscalls, and to my message you replied. Why'd you only call me when you're high? High. Why'd you only call me when you're high? Somewhere darker, talking the same shit. I need a partner. Well, are you out tonight? It's harder and harder to get you to listen. More I get through the gears, incapable of making all right decisions and having bad ideas. Now it's 3 in the morning, and I'm trying to change your mind. Left you multiple miscalls, and to my message you replied. Why'd you only call me when you're high? To bomb me, baby, why you only call me when you're
Welcome back. Chakalofa Lahiatu, Te Ama Pacifica Health. Chalofa Ni, Usi Mailofa Funga. The beauty of nature reveals God's character. I will lift up my eyes to the hills. From whence comes my help? My help comes from the Lord who made heaven and earth. Psalm 121, verse 1 and 2. I once had the pleasure of beholding one of Colorado's most beautiful sunsets. The great master artist had hung out on the shifting canvas of the heavens for the benefit of all, both rich and poor. One of his finest paintings, it almost seemed that the gates of heaven were ajar, that we might see the beauty there was within. Oh, thought I, as one after another passed without noticing the scene. If it had been painted by human hands, how many would have been ready to fall down and worship it? God is a lover of the beautiful. He loves beauty of character, and he would have us cultivate purity and simplicity, the quiet graces of the flowers, we are to seek for the ornament of a meek and quiet spirit, which is in the sight of God of great price. Parents, what kind of education are you giving your children? Are you teaching them to cherish that which is pure and lovely? Or are you seeking to place their hands in that of the world? Are you spending time and means that they may learn the outward proprieties of life and secure the superficial, the deceptive adornments of the world? From their earliest childhood, open before them the great book of nature. Teach them the ministry of the flowers. Show them that if Jesus had not come to earth and died, we should have had none of the beautiful things which we now enjoy. Call their attention to the fact that the doctor and even the arrangement of every delicate bud and flower is an expression of the love of God to human beings, and their affection and gratitude to their Heavenly Father should be awakened in their hearts for all these gifts. Jesus, the greatest teacher the world ever knew, drew the most valuable illustrations of truth from scenes in nature. Parents, imitate his example and use the things that delight the senses to impress important truth upon the minds of our children. Take them out in the morning and let them hear the birds caroling forth their songs of praise. Teach them that we too should return thanks to the bountiful giver for the blessings we daily receive. Teach them that it is not dress that makes the man or the woman, but that it is true goodness of heart. And it's from the review and held October 27, 1885. Lava Pacifica Health. Welcome back. If at Alafati, my love of Puma will regulated work aids all around development. For the earth we drinks in the rain that often comes upon it and bears herbs useful for those by whom it is cultivated. We see blessing from God, but if it bears thorns and briars, it is rejected and near to being cursed, whose end is to be burned. Hebrews 6:7-8. The youth need to be taught that life means earnest work, responsibility, and caretaking. They need a training that will make them practical men and women who can cope with emergencies. They should be taught that the discipline of systematic, well-regulated labor is essential, not only as safeguard against the vicissitudes of life, but as an aid to all around development. Notwithstanding all that has been said and written concerning the dignity of labor, the feeling prevails that it is degrading. Young men are anxious to become teachers, clerks, merchants, physicians, lawyers, or to occupy some other position that does not require physical toil. Young women shun housework and seek an education in other lines. They need to learn that no man or woman is degraded by honest toil, that which degraded is idleness and selfish dependence. Idleness fosters self-indulgence, and the result is a life empty and barren, a field inviting the growth of every evil. Since both men and women have a part in homemaking, boys as well as girls should gain knowledge of household duties. Let the children and youth learn from the Bible how God has honored the work of the everyday toiler. Let them read of the sons of the prophets, 2 Kings 6:1-7. Students at school who were building a house for themselves and for whom a miracle was wrought to save from loss the axe that was borrowed. Let them read of Jesus the carpenter and Paul the tent maker, who with the toil of the craftsman linked the highest ministry, human and divine. Let them read of the lad whose 5 loaves were used by the Savior in that wonderful miracle for the feeding of the multitude, of Dorcas, the seamstress called back from death, that she might continue to make garments for the poor, of the wise woman described in the Proverbs, who seek wool and flax and work willingly with her hands, who look well to the ways of her household and eat not the bread of idleness. Proverbs 31:13-27. Education 215-217.
feeling electric tonight. Cruising down the coast, going about 99. Got my bad baby by my heavenly side. I know if I go, I'll die happy.
Welcome back to Atalofa to Usi Mailof Afuonga, kings of the earth. An amazing fact, according to legend, Cord Gordius was a Greek peasant who became king of Phrygia because he was the first man to drive into town after an oracle had commanded his countrymen to select as ruler the first person who would drive into the public square in a wagon. In gratitude, Gordius dedicated his wagon to the god Zeus and tied the tongue of the wagon securely in the temple grove with a thick, strong rope. The knot was so intricately entwined that no one could undo it. Many tried, but all failed. Yet a prophet said that whoever succeeded in loosing the difficult knot would become the ruler of all Asia. Hearing this, Alexander the Great unsuccessfully attempted to untie the complex Gordian knot. So he drew his sword and cut it through with a single stroke. Alexander, of course, went on to become the ruler of Asia and beyond. The expression to cut the Gordian knot is now used for resolving a difficult problem by a quick and decisive action. But Alexander the Great had another difficult problem. He was ruler of Macedonia at age 16, a victorious general at 18, and king at 20. And then what happened to the great king after Alexander began a second night of carousing in Babylon with 20 guests? He drank to the health of every person at the table. For Proteus, a Macedonian in his company, Alexander called for Hercules cup, which had a huge capacity. After filling it, he drank it all down. Soon he fell to the floor, was fever stricken, and a few days later, dead. He had conquered the then known world, but not himself. There is little to praise in the kings of the earth. David looked forward to a future time when all the kings of the earth shall praise you, O Lord. When they hear the words of your mouth, yes, they shall sing of the ways of the Lord, for great is the glory of the Lord. Psalm 138:4-5. Join your voice in praising the ruler of our universe and make the Lord the king of your heart. And they sing the song of Moses, the servant of God, and the song of the Lamb, saying, great and marvelous are thy works, Lord God Almighty. Just and true are thy ways, thou King of saints. In the book of Revelation 15, verse 3.
off your heart, so is that what devils do? Took you so long, where only fools go. I shook the angel and young. Now I'm rising from the crowd, rising up to you. Filled with all the strength I find, there's nothing I can't do.
God Giant. An amazing fact, Robert Ludlow, 1918 to 1914, was the tallest person in history for whom there is irrefutable evidence. He was known as the Elton Giant, or Giant of Illinois, because he was born in and grew up in Elton, Illinois. He reached a height of 8 feet and 11 inches and weighed 485 pounds at the time of his death at age 22. How did Ludlow grow to be so large? Doctors believed it was caused by a hypertrophy of his pituitary gland, which resulted in an abnormally high level of human growth hormone. Robert showed no end to his growth, even at his death. His shoe size was 3'7AA. Unfortunately, his height had its drawback. He needed leg braces in order to walk and had little feeling in his legs and feet. 10 days before his death, while traveling on a tour, his ankle became infected because of faulty leg brace. On July 15, 1940, he died in his sleep. The Bible tells us that David fought against a giant named Goliath. He stood about 9.5 feet tall. His staff was like a weaver's beam, which is the bar to which the long threads are fastened in a cloth-making loom, probably 2 inches in diameter. The iron spearhead weighed about 15 pounds. Saul's army stood shaking in their boots every time Goliath went out and defeated the God of Israel. But David knew that while the weapons of men are no match for giants, he also understood that God's power can save men. That's true for you as well as you face the giant. Then said David to the Philistine, "You come to me with a sword and with a spear and with a shield, but I come to you in the name of the Lord of hosts, the God of the armies of Israel, whom you have defiled." 1 Samuel 17, verse 45.
That manifested in words and the lies that you speak. I've been infected with restless whispers and cheats. That manifested in words and the lies that you speak. I've been infected with restless whispers and cheats. That manifested in words and the lies that you speak. I've been infected with restless whispers and cheats. That manifested in words and the lies that you speak. Because I played the fool for ya. Because I played the fool for you. Because I played the fool for ya. Because I played the fool for you. Because I with restless whispers and cheats that manifested in words and the lies that you speak. I've been infected with restless whispers and cheats that manifested in words and the lies that you speak. I've been infected with restless whispers and cheats that manifested in words and the lies that you speak. I've been infected with restless whispers and cheats that manifested in words and the lies that you speak. Because I played the fool for you. 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 Because I played the fool for you.
cheats that manifested the words and the lies that you speak. I've been infected with restless whispers and cheats that manifested the words and the lies that you speak. I've been infected that manifested.
Welcome back to Jama Pacifica House, the Fatal of Batu, Nisam Bulavinaka, Uzi Mile of Sampuma. A heart of love, attentiously, a tenaciously hard working dynamo. The heart can continue beating, even when all surrounding nerves are stimulated. And what a beat. It thumps an average of 25 times a minute, 40 million times a year, and 2.5 billion times in average life. With each beat, the adult heart discharges about 4 ounces of blood. This amounts to about 2,000 gallons a day, or 760,000 gallons a year. The heart is often associated with love. We eat heart-shaped candies and cakes. We buy cards with cartoon hearts on them for our loved ones. Hearts are scribbled at the bottom of love letters. Understanding the power of the heart makes it even more reasonable to connect with true love. The heart produces enough energy in 1 hour to lift a 150-pound man to the top of a three-story building. In 12 hours, enough to lift 65 tons, 1 foot off the ground, and enough power in 70 years to lift the largest battleship completely out of the water. Perhaps the biggest heart of all is found in a blue whale. These giant mammals were not considered full-grown until 10 years of age, when its heart will be as big as a small car and its blood vessels large enough for a human baby to go through. If a fast-beating heart represents deep love, then the hedgehog might be a very loving creature. Its heart beats about 300 times per minute. When Paul explains how spiritual gifts are to function in the body of Christ, he speaks of love. In 1 Corinthians 13, we discover that without love, all the gifts in the world are is to live and serve without love. It is all like a clanging gong. Despite all the power of the human heart, it is powerless to change itself. We must receive God's love into our heart. No matter how much blood your heart can pump, it will never be a heart that loves unless it is converted by the love of Christ. Give your heart to Jesus today. And now abideth faith, hope, charity. These three, but the greatest of these is charity. 1 Corinthians 13, verse 13. Thank you to all our beautiful listeners for tuning in. We have come to the end of our program for today. God bless you all, protect you, smile upon you, and give you peace. Keep well, stay happy, and healthy until we meet again. This is Fale Fangamalo Mele Mele Puka, Te Ama Pacific Health Radio host, every Tuesday at 11:35 a.m. Planet FM 104.6. Soifua, Mayemanuya.